bam, and you say, God damn. Hello from live from Coney Island, USA. That's right, bam, and you say, God damn. This is a dope jam. I'm broad. I'm broader than Broadway. Sing along. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. You know what you're doing. You're diddling myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours. And we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hello, everyone. Hello, all. Hello, friends, lovers, lovers who are friends, friends who may be lovers in the future. How are we today? The proverbial we, me and my titties, are here for you on this beautiful, cloudy, rainy, sunny, who knows what the fuck's going on, week of eclipses, new moons, of Beltane. The fucking spring is here, but is it here? And what's going on with you? Well, I'll tell you what's going on with me. All right, it's a deal. I am out of sorts. Well, before I get started, stand by. I know you're looking at my jewelry and you're thinking to yourself, Jess, where did you get such spectacular pieces from? Where's your piece from? Where'd you get that piece? It is a anchor set that I requested in gold from the Babes at Babel. The Babes at Babel Studio. The Babel Studios. You know them. They love you. We love them. Please follow them. And also, please order from them. They have spectacular stuff. All handmade. Small business out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. A beautiful, wonderful couple that I love and adore. And if you choose to buy some things, you can use GetWood15 on your checkout and get 15% off. Ooh, look at my titties shook when I said that. This is exciting, my titties. And so get yourself 15% off your order when you use GetWood15 at checkout. Thanks, everybody. Hi, hello. Yes, I'm overwhelmed. I'm feeling tired. I'm not alone. You are not alone. I feel overwhelmed, tired, out of sorts. All the things that you could possibly say about just feeling a little bit like, huh? I don't even know what day it is, except for it's Tuesday and it's Get Wood Day. And that's what keeps me grounded. And I thank you so much for showing up or for listening later or watching later, whatever you're doing to take in this with me and you. I appreciate it because, you know, a lot of us get overwhelmed sometimes with things in our lives. And listen, if we can keep doing the things that keep us grounded, the things that keep us present, which is this for me, thank you. Okay, so as you know, or if you don't, hey, guess what? I'm in a play in New York City, off Broad. Yes, it's a spectacular play. There's music. There's comedy, there's drama, it's eight people, six of which are playing more than three characters each. It's spectacular. But on the other side of things, it is a beast to learn all the lines. And it's a big play and it's written really thick, and so we have all been, you know, working our hardest, and I find that I get very easily overwhelmed, and I want to have like more control over things, and I don't, because I'm a hired actor, and what I need to do is concentrate on learning my fucking lines and knowing when to come in and knowing what my cues are and what to say. So when I say all these things, I feel like, you know, I don't want to project to my lovely people out there, but do you also have a problem with control? Do you also feel like you need to kind of get a hold of things that are really outside of yourself? Because it's exhausting. That's why I ask. I just want to know that there are others out there that might be doing this as well, because it's fucking exhausting. Put it away. Don't worry about it so much. You don't need to hold on and grasp so hard to anything, whether it's good or bad. I know once in a while it feels kind of Buddhist-y on this show, but guess what? Your girl practices the Buddhism, so how do you fucking do? Listen, just because I practice Buddhism doesn't mean I'm not going to curse and tell you about shit that fucking gets me upset and insane. Thank you so much. So the play has a lot of themes in it that are having to do with dreams being figured out and then lost, hopes for the future, dealing with growing up and maybe not being what you thought you were going to be when you were an adult, feeling the loss. Woo. Let me tell you something. Also, on top of all this, I am not smoking. So when you're not smoking, you do not get numb. You do not think, oh, whatever, I'll figure this out. You do not. I am figuring out how to live clearly, soberly, presently, groundedly. It's so hard. Yes, Ryan, the control stuff is so hard. Because guess what? I imagine a lot of you, like myself, grew up in quite a chaotic household. And so as a child, you might have figured that you had to have some control over the adults. And maybe, I'm sorry and I'm sending you hugs, the adults made you feel like you were in control. Even though you were a child, they kind of put you in control of their emotions and their fears and their dreams and hopes. And I mean, I'm sorry, but as a five-year-old, I was like, why is she so crazy? But you can't really digest all the insanity as a child, or else, you know, most of the children would just lose it. We develop survival skills, and one of those skills, control, doesn't work anymore. It's outdated. We have to let it go. Thanks so much for that. Listen, did you watch the Met Gala last night? I certainly didn't, because I was doing a run through at the fucking church for the goddamn yes, Capricorns love control. Oh boy, do we ever. But also, I really believe that we are trained as children, if we have a bit of chaos in our house or our moms or dads, perhaps a single parent, can't really get control over everything that's going on in the house. So they kind of lean on the kid a little bit. I'm sending you a hug. Okay? Thank you. So the Met Gala, I didn't get to watch it, but you know I went and looked at pictures today. Are you crazy kidding me? First of all, was it like a cat theme? It was Karl Lagerfeld was the theme, because he passed away and everybody was like giving him his props and everything. So why were there so many cats? Did you see Doja Cat was a cat? Then there was a big cat. Was that Doja Cat as the cat? Because there was a cat, and then there was a Doja Cat who had cat ears and a cat face. Then there was Lil Nas X, who was just a mirror reflection. And I thought to myself, how beautiful is that? He's a reflection of all of us. And look, are you going to reflect the beauty and the goodness of humans, or are you going to reflect some bullshit back? Okay. Also, Big Dick Pete Davidson got to see his ex, Kim Card, and they had a nice time. Oh, Jared Leto was the big cat. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Listen, I can't keep up with it all. I'm trying to remember these lines. I'm trying to stay unemotional about it. Not smoking the weeds. It makes you so emotional. Let me tell you something. When you're smoking the weeds, everything's okay, man. Hey, everything's okay. Gonna go Rastafari. But when you stop smoking the weeds, oh boy, that's a lot of feels in there. There's a lot of feels in there, fucking feeler. Hey, speaking of Kardashians, can we talk for a second? I know, you know I dislike them, and I know you do too, or else you wouldn't be a listener here. I want to say that last week, Khloe Kardashian was spotted with Lil Baby. Now, neither one of them am I a huge fan of at all. I mean, Lil Baby, I liked his first couple songs. Anyway, everyone was scared for the baby. Why? Because Kardashian curse. Did you know there was a curse? Did you see that there was a curse of the from the Kardashians? Like, any man who ever dates or marries a Kardashian, whoa, what happens to him afterwards? And then someone wanted to talk to me about Pete Davidson. Oh, he seems to be doing well. No, he's not. He left Saturday Night Live. He's been bumming around. He's been sitting in his fucking apartment all day. Yeah, he came to the Met Gala. And yeah, Bupkis, sure, there's a Peacock show that he did. But it's called Bupkis. And he's been sitting in the... Anyway, we're not going to argue about his depression because we all are going through it. So I don't want to say, oh, his is worse or ours is better. But he did date a Kardashian. And now he's not in a great way. It's a curse. It's a Kardashian curse. Does it have to do with anything, do you think, karmically with their father helping OJ get off? I just want to know from my people. Can you write to me and tell me that? I want to know so many things. Did you judge the other kids about their rock t-shirts? Did you think the Kardashians have a curse with accompanying them from the father? And also, would you... like I did, be angry if you saw on a window of a store, deli, bodega in New York City, that it said, we take EBT. Now, I have EBT, as you guys all know. Would you be mad if you went inside and you ordered some food and then you were like, all right, EBT. And the guy was like, sorry, no EBT. What? What am I supposed to, Papa? What am I supposed to do with this egg and cheese on a roll? Papa, like, I don't even understand. Like, why would you have this fucking false advertising in your goddamn windows if you're not going to let me pay with my fucking EBT card? You see how you could get upset here as a New Yorker? Like, I see how you could get upset here as a New Yorker. Plus, that rain that we had, that rain that keeps coming around here, man, that's no good. It's no good. And it's like, as I read in the meme verse, The rain here was like that rain that Stan wrote Eminem about, you know, when it was raining. I forgot which, but my sister was at Marymount High School with a Kardashian. I believe the curse. Yes, you believe the curse. Thank you. I think it's real. I do. I think it's real. Hey, look who's here. I was just going to talk about you. Listen, hey. If you're ever in the New York City area, Clay, if you're ever in the New York City area and you would like to have a lunch, perhaps, or a coffee with your friend Jess, you can get in touch with me. Do you know that I've made friends off of this show? I have. Shout out to Chami. Shout out to Clay. Shout out to many, many others. I really, really enjoy you all. And I know... you enjoy me because you show up every week and you hang out with me. So guess what? Clay, that's right, Citizen Clay, 69, he took me to lunch last week and it was so great. And we had lunch at the same place that I had lunch with Karen, aka Kay from Rod and Kay from The Black Guy Who Tips. When they were in New York City, they took me out. She took me to lunch there. It was near where she was staying. It was so good. Then I had the chicken and waffles with bacon, real bacon. And I was in the bathroom and I asked Clay if you could order for me. That would be fine. I just want the chicken and waffles. And he waited for me to come back because he goes, we didn't know if you wanted the turkey bacon or the real bacon. And then there was a pause and he said, I didn't want you to cut me when you came back. I like that. That makes me happy. I wouldn't have cut to anyone. No, I wouldn't have cut anyone. I do feel like cutting people, though, sometimes. Oh, and the police are after me now. So what else makes me feel like cutting people, you ask? Thanks for asking. I cannot get over the amount of tourists here in this fucking city. Now, you know how I feel about tourists. I don't like them in any city. I didn't like them in Albuquerque. I didn't like them in L.A. Now I don't like them in New York. And why? Why you got such a bug up your butt about tourists, Jess? They're coming in. They're making, you know, money for the city. No. You know what they're doing? They're videoing things that I think are inappropriate. Here we go. I'll tell you which one was happening with me. I was on the subway platform. I was just hanging out, waiting for my goddamn train to come through. And I see these tourists, a couple, it's a white couple, about in their 20s, maybe late 20s. And the girl pulls out her phone and she starts filming something that's behind me and a little lower than me. But she doesn't say anything to me. So I say, hey, if you're filming a big fat rat, I'm going to fucking kill you that you didn't tell me to move out of the way of the big fat rat. Then I turn and I look, and what the fuck you think is behind me and under a big fat rat? God damn it, you fucking tourist. Get your, turn your phone off. Or if you're going to take a video of it, warn a bitch that's in front of it. There's a rat right by my foot. And this bitch, oh my God, just going to tape it. Like, oh, people will be so hilarious when they get hot. These motherfuckers. So, no, he didn't have the pizza, but there was the pizza rat. And God bless that pizza rat. He got a real score for the neighborhood. This rat, on his own, just fat because he's in Times Square, so he's getting fed by these fucking tourists. And this one tourist is all... I'm like, motherfucker, this isn't a dog. You're not trying to call... Like, don't try to call... This is not a dog. So I go to this guy who's also standing waiting for the train. Black guy about my age. And I said to him, man, can you believe these fucking tourists? They want to come here and film the rats. I said, where's the rat czar when you need her? And he started like kind of laughing. And I go, you know that rat czar? She looks like a goddamn substitute teacher to me. She looks like the teacher's aide from Abbott Elementary who comes in and keeps getting kicked out of all the schools because she's a big fat hustler. And I don't mean fat because she's a bigger girl. I mean a lot of hustling in her life. So she hustles each school and they hire her, and then they realize she's a fucking faker, and then they kick her out, and then she goes to another school. Well, guess what? The rat czar of New York City looks exactly like this lady. So I said to this gentleman that was waiting on the train, I said to him, man, this rat czar, she looked like a goddamn substitute teacher to me. And if he didn't laugh, I mean, he was laughing. I was so happy to get, you know, I'm always craving a laugh. You know that about me, right, guys? Like, I love a laugh. Oh, if I could make a stranger laugh, it's the best thing that's happened to me in my whole life. Meanwhile, my hair, thanks so much for saying you liked it. My castmate, Kirk, he told me I was giving a real Kurt Cobain vibe last night. I'm like, really? I look like a gentleman? Anyway, yeah, the rat czar, I don't know what she's doing, but it still looks pretty ratty out there. Pretty, pretty ratty. Hey, guess what? The play opens tomorrow that I'm in. The play opens tomorrow that I'm in. And man, oh man, I'm excited, I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm thrilled, and I'm shitting my pants. But actually, speaking of shitting, something's happened, and I think my nerves have attacked my colon, or maybe it's not smoking weed and not being able to just relax that part of my large intestine. Well, guess what? Listen, turn it off if you don't like shit talk, but guess what? I'm gonna tell you, I'm a Jew, so I talk shit. It's not right. My shit's just not right. Just not right, you guys. Just not right. So now I'm doing like fiber. I mean, I'm not drinking Metamucil. I'm not 92 yet. But good God, I need a good one. I don't need Depends, Clay. I'm not peeing myself. I'm telling you, I'm not having a good enough shit. So anyway, listen, what'll help that? Fear. Perhaps fear will scare the shit out of you. You know what I mean? So what happened to me the other night that got me totally freaked? And also, it was like a repeat of something that had happened to me in LA. Oh, boy. Well, my lovely and amazing bestie roommate is, you know, she's very natural. She's got all these health foods. She's very, you know, together with her natural shampoos and natural foods, and everything's organic and it's very good. And see how why aren't I pooing? I'm getting all this amazing food. Anyway, she had an oil infuser that was, you know, pushing out the oils onto the house. And I always was like, I don't know about that thing. It always kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know why I didn't like it. There was a couple smells, a couple of the oils. I was like, it's not my favorite. Anyway, I'm home the other night from rehearsal, and I don't get home until like midnight. And shut up. Someone just, Clay just wrote prune juice or White Castle. Thank you. I don't like either of those enough to risk a big shit before the theater. So the diffuser was in her room, and I was home from rehearsal, and I was in the kitchen, and I was going over my lines, and I heard like a pop, and I was like, oh, what was that pop? And then I went into her room, and I turned on the light, and I couldn't even see because there was smoke. Smoke filled the room, and I was like, oh my God. And it was the oil diffuser had somehow, what, when you catch fire? Like, it had somehow spontaneously combust. So I got freaked out. I went and grabbed an oven mitt, and I went and grabbed the diffuser, and then I threw it into the sink, wires and everything. I was like, ah, because I had unplugged it, threw it into the sink, freaking out, right? I was like, Jesus. So I open all the windows, and I'm going around, and I open the door so we can, you know, this is like plastic smoke. It's like all of a sudden I'm at 9/11. You know what I mean? There's plastic, there's cement. Like, I'm like, ah. And so all these toxins are going. Then I hear another pop. Are you fucking kidding me that this thing wants to explode into fire in the sink? Ah, I said, I screamed like a maniac, like there was a rat on my shoe, and I poured my tea. I had a big old cup of tea. Now, no more for me. That tea was for the fire. And I turned on the hot, cold water. Ah, and I fucking, you know, I doused it out. I was so freaked out. I went and sat. We have a little sectional in our foyer in the apartment. And I just sat there. I didn't have my phone on. I didn't have any music on. I wasn't looking at my lines anymore. It was just a full shock. Then my roomie comes in just a few minutes later, and she looks around. She goes, are you okay? Is everything okay? And I'm like, no, it's not okay. Explosion. And so it reminded me of when the pirate/wolf on accident had lit my apartment on fire when we were tripping on mushrooms. And boy, that was much worse, way worse, because there was fire in the floor. Here it was just a little burn, and then fire in the sink. But you know, a fire in the sink is not as bad as a fire on the floor. You know. Oh, so hopefully she'll get her money back and they'll send her a check or something, and they have to do a recall. I said, that's a recall right there, because God forbid I wasn't awake or home, or, you know, would have been Homer. Hey, let's talk about something more fun, shall we? Do you know that they have installed punching bags in and around New York City? Are you aware of this? That they have, I mean, I'm sure it's with taxpayer money, and I'm sure we don't mind, because you know what? The punching bags are probably better than even, because the trains aren't running. And let me tell you something. The F train, which is the train to Coney Island, is not going to be running a lot this summer on the weekends. So the headline in the Brooklyn paper yesterday was no effing way. Only in New York would they have the F word. I mean, yeah, effing. Eh. What do you think? We're not going to put fucking on the fucking front page of it, but you know what we're talking about. You know what we're talking about. I love New York media. When the Wonder Bra, I know I'm holding my titties because I have a very padded bra on right now. When the Wonder Bra came out, I remember vividly what the billboards were in New York City for the Wonder Bra, which was, you know, the first bra to kind of hike you up and pad you out. And the ad for it said, Wonder Bra, gravity, schmavity. Gravity, schmavity. It's like, we just assume everyone's a little Jewish here. Yeah? And remember when Academics came out and they said, get the best brain? And no one knew what it meant, except for the few chosen New Yorkers. We were all like, ooh, they have billboards about giving head on the subway. Ooh. Do you know there are punching bags around New York City? Because you can go and punch a bag. Like, good. And yes, I think I need a map of all of them and where they are. It's like George Costanza when he tells Jerry he knows all the public bathrooms, the best public bathrooms in New York City. 66 in Columbus. Easy. Lincoln Center. One of the best. I love a movie quote. I love a TV quote. If you can quote from a show that I love, if you can quote from a movie I love, come on, let's do it. And you know what I love about this goddamn cast that I'm in? Oh, my God. I love that they can quote movies, especially my man Kirk. Oh, the wild boar of comedy is the wild card is coming up. Coney Island used to be home for me until Cyrus got shot and my gang of warriors had to skip them. Had to skip town. Can you dig it? It was the Warriors, man. The Warriors shot Cyrus. Thank you for letting me act that out. I also really enjoy the scene where the you know, the girl from the, oh shit, what was the show with the gay guy and the two sisters and the, she was in the Warriors and she and homeboy were on the train and it's all late at night. And then the couples from the prom get on and they're like the same age, but there's the couple from the prom and then there's the couple that are just like trying to escape and get back home. Once there was a way to get back home. Warriors is good. Real good. Hey, Warriors. You know, Deborah, yes, thank you, Clay. Of course you know her. You probably jerked off to her. She was very hot. Very hot. Deborah. I often felt like Deborah and the guy down on his luck on the subway, especially with different men that I've dated. We've been on the subway and I've thought, if we can find a corsage for me on the ground, that would really make this a lot better. Yeah. We've had some construction. I was just looking at my notes because I feel like, well, we're coming to the end of the show. Can you believe how fast this show goes? I mean, come on. Of course you did. Of course you did. I know, dudes. I mean, we at the theater, we have designated dressing rooms, one for the ladies and one for the men. And we're like, why? I mean, I'm like, why? You know, Miss fucking Pervo McGee. I'm like, come on, who cares? This is why I got into theater, to see everybody in their underpants. Let's go. Let me see those underpants you got on. What does he wear? Tidy whities or boxers or boxer briefs? What does she wear? A G-string or a full situation? I want to know. I want to know. But I ain't gonna get it. I ain't gonna get it. I ain't gonna get it. Get it. Get it. Reagan liked the Warriors so much, he invited Michael Beck to watch it at the White House. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Thank you for giving me these facts on the Warriors and Ronald Reagan. Ugh, I guess because he was an actor, right? That wasn't him being presidential. That was him being like an actor and being like, oh, you did a great job. I can't. That was more of a Bob Dylan than it was Ronald Reagan. Anyway, there's been construction at the apartment for a bunch of days, and we stayed while they were doing it just to be in the, you know, we don't have to work until later in the day usually, and so we Ronald Reagan, the actor, he's always been an actor. He was never a president. He just came in as a puppet and fucked everybody over, fucked up all the after school help, fucked up all the black and Mexican, you know, the, oh my God, there were so many things that were taken away from folks. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Anyway, yes, they have a reunion at Coney Island every year. So if you guys want to meet out here in August, I'll see you then. I don't know if I'll still be living here. I'm going to drop that in. Magic hat. Anyway, during the construction, we were just the couple of bubble girls. We were taped into the kitchen in the bubble in the plastic. And, you know, I didn't really mind. The thing that's great about being present and being, you know, clear is that you really recognize when the gratitude should probably be coming up and not the spoiled attitude. Okay. So what that meant was, yes, I had to be up and I had to be, you know, in some sort of semblance of awakeness to help let these gentlemen in and move all my shit out of the way and help them, you know, have a clear space to work. And I could have been complaining about that. And yeah, I don't sleep all morning like usual. And oh, man, what the fuck? But hello, I right now am living my fucking dream. So let's hold for a second on the complaining. I'm living my dream. I guess I travel very far from my dream. And yes, I might have a couple notes that I need to give the people who are in charge of my dream. Those just to make it a better dream. The fact that I don't have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning and go and tape plastic around people's homes and then demolish a wall in their home and have to wear a mask. You know, I don't have to do that work. We often will look at other things outside of ourselves and think, oh, whatever, I can't believe they're going to come here and construction all day long. But actually, how lucky am I that I don't have to do construction as a job? Oh, just changing the ideas, changing the way that we look at things, changing our perspective. It's so helpful. And look, it's practice, my loves. It's all practice, you know? So that's it. I mean, goddamn, I started with a little Buddhism and I'll end with a little Buddhism. Everybody just take it easy on yourselves. This week is insane planetarily. I know I'm often telling you about the planetary stuff, but you have to know it's not all you. It's not. And I'm reminding all of us that we are made up mostly of water. So when the planets are having a little whoop-de-woo with the moon and the eclipses and all the stuff that's going on, Mercury retrograde, that affects the tides, which is water, which is what we are made of. So if you find yourself more, oh, you know, kind of anxious or more, oh, kind of uptight about stuff or quickly to react, try to just give yourself a break. Take it easy. Keep your legs long and silky. The energy will arrive. Thank you, Danny Cohen. If you're not following Danny Cohen, what are you doing with your life, folks? That's it for me today. I now have to go and get ready to go back up to the show, to the play. If you're in the New York area and you want to come see this fantastic play that I'm in, it is called The Best Punk Band in Conway, Missouri. It's playing at the Up Theater Company. That's Up Theater, ER. And it's at the Collegiate Church on 181st Street on the west side. So I do hope to see you. Hey, Mal. Thanks for coming in. And everybody, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I really, really am so grateful for all of y'all. And I really feel like help. You guys, you help me. Thanks. The validation is real. The love is real. And I appreciate you. I hope to give you a fantastic report of the first week of being open. We will run this play. It opens tomorrow, the 3rd of May, and it goes all the way through the 20th of May. Excuse me. That's Wednesday through Saturdays, 8 p.m. And if you can come, please come. It's a fun adventure. There's singing. It's fucking fun. So hopefully I'll see you there. And if not, no worries. Just keep showing up for me here. Perhaps you'd like to share the show. It is free. I love it when you share it for me. Just tag me at Get Wood. And I adore you. And if you want to send me any stuff to talk about this week, I got a couple of things from people last week, and I thank you. If you want to send me any money, that's also fantastic. I don't say no to that. And if you just want to send me some love, no dick pics, unless they're creative. All right. I love you. Don't suck a dick or jerk a dick off that you don't like. Be nice to yourself. Be nice to others. Don't lick a pussy you don't like or finger one you don't love. Like, at least like things, you know? Don't do things you don't like. That's all I ask. It's hard to sometimes because you feel a little guilty. Put that guilt aside. That's no good. It's not even real. You deserve whatever you feel is good if it's not hurting you or hurting anyone else. Thanks for coming today. I hope you come many more times this afternoon and this evening or whenever you listen to this or watch it. I am so grateful for you. And I know I said that, but I will say it again because I love you. and I appreciate you. And I hope you're getting everything that you need in your life to make you happy and keep you healthy. Okay. Can you dig it? Love you. And goodbye.